Blog Talk Radio.
Chosen generation, called for to show that all our fire.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will indeed be a blessing unto you. I am the host, but I am not the speaker for tonight. Tonight we have a dynamic speaker, an awesome woman of God, and she will be bringing forth the word of the Lord on tonight. But before she comes, let me pray for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord God, that you strengthen your speaker on tonight, Lord God, that you use her clearly, Lord God, that you use her specifically, Lord God, that you aim her like an arrow, Lord God, at some specific issues, Lord God, that somebody may get delivered on tonight, Lord God, that somebody, Lord God, will see the error of their ways and want to change on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may want to separate from some people on tonight, Lord God, that they may get acquainted with new people on tonight, Lord God, to make their lives better in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your vessel, strengthen Prophet's Pay. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophet's Pay. Prophet's Pay, you're on the air.
Yes, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord tonight. I thank and praise God for the two selections that my sister just played, and those are my favorite songs. I thank and praise God for those songs. Jesus saved. Yes, he saves us every day. He will save anyone that wants him, and I thank and praise God for that. And I know who I am, and I thank and praise God that I know who I am in him. It doesn't matter what people may think or what people may say and what people may even, how they even may look at me. I thank and praise God that I am who God says I am. And I want to thank and praise God and pray and ask God to let you all know, those that are listening, those that's going to tune in after we get off tonight, that God wants you to know who you are in him. Know who you are, know your name. He knows your name, and he knows all about you. And God also saved you, and he didn't save you for nothing. He saved you that you may help bring other people to him, that you may share what goodness and his blessing and the grace, and share your testimonies to others, that they would be enlightened, that they would know that they're not alone. They're not the only one been through something. And I want to thank and praise God for that. And a lot of us, we've been through things in life because of attached to different spirits or attached to different spirits when we was coming up in home, and attached to different spirits through our parents, or attached to different spirits, or maybe a relationship, or even in a marriage, or even in churches, you can come in contact with different spirits, and not even knowing it. Even when you're out and about, if you're not careful, you can come in attached to different spirits out there in the world. When you was out there in the world partying and out there doing things that was not pleasing to God. But God tell us all the time that a man may fall 7 times, but he gets up. You get up. You don't stay down. You get back up. And I want to pray. I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy praying, and God knows I need it. I thank and praise God for all of you all that's listening on tonight. Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word on tonight. I thank you for, Lord, showing me, God, you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, most of all, for showing me the spirit, Lord God. Lord, whatever spirit that attached themselves or to any of us, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, right now to move it, Lord God. And we bind it and we decree and we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for everyone that's going to tune in afterward. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone, Lord God. Lord, whatever their needs are or their wants, I ask that you will bless them. Lord, I thank you for being who you called me to be. I thank you for saving me because you didn't have to do it, Lord God, but you did. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I could have still been out there in the world doing anything, Lord, but you came and you saved me, Lord. And it was because that I wanted to give my heart to you, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to deal with different spirit. Help me to get over in the devil territory, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for using a vessel like me. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. I thank and praise God for all the different spirits. And as we know that when we go up in the New Testament, we're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all the way through the New Testament, it talks about different spirits. And if the Word of God can talk about different spirits, do you not know that the same spirits, excuse me, attach themselves to us? Do you not know that we deal with those same spirits? And if you're not careful, if you don't know how to cast them out and go before the throne with them, they will overtake you. They will also overtake you to a point that where you wouldn't know which way to go. You wouldn't even know what's going on, what's wrong with you. I want to, first of all, when we're dealing with certain spirits, we have to ask God to show us how to go in contact with them. We don't want to just, excuse me, the sign of the enemy is messing with my throat tonight, but I bind and I come against it right now in the name of Jesus, because he don't want it to go forward. In the name of Jesus, loosen you, I bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank God that when we are dealing with different spirits, we got to know how to go before God, to ask God to show us. And in his word, he tell us how to do those. That's how he taught his disciples. He taught them how to go out. And when they went out in twos. They went out two by two. And he taught them how to go before and how to rebuke the devil, how to heal, show them how to lay hands and to heal the sick. And he showed them how to even cast out spirits. And some of them where the disciples couldn't even do, where Jesus had to step in, and he had to do it. And it wasn't that they couldn't do it, but it was at the point in time where Jesus had to go before the spirits because he was the powerful one. He had to go because he was stronger. And sometimes the spirit had gotten so bad to where the disciples couldn't go in and cast them out because Jesus is the one that they know that could cast them out in the name of Jesus. And I thank and praise God. And I remember in one passage of scripture where I was reading in Matthew where the woman brought her child to the Lord, and he was asking her, and she told her child had spirits in them, but she said it was sick. The child was sick. And I want to let you all know all the time that when you are sick, it don't have to be an affliction in your body. Sometimes we could be sick. This is a spirit. You listen to this. Sometimes we're wondering what is going on with us and why we're sick. And we go to the doctor, and the doctor can't find out what's wrong with us. And the doctor don't know what's wrong with us. God want me to let you know that sometimes the doctors can't tell you. Some things is only God can reveal. Only God can heal. I thank and praise God for letting me know that. I was up under leadership one time. She's dead and gone, and I thank and praise God for her. And one time it was this certain member in the church, and and she was always sick and always complaining about she was sick and always it was always something. But when she went to the doctors, they could not find out what was the issue, what was the problem was. And so when she came to church and she was the pastor called her up and she laid hand on this lady and she told her, she said, Your sickness is not a physical sick. Your sickness is a sin sick. Sometimes we think it's a physical sick, but it's not. It could be sin sick, which means whatever you are doing is not of God, and He wants you to stop doing what you're doing. You want to go to church, you want to be into church, you want to sing on the choir, you want to pray, you want to get up there and worship. You want to be able to take up money. You want to be on the praise team. You want to be on the motherboard, and you want to serve the pastor or serve the mothers or whatever your place is in the church. But you cannot be in the church and serve God and do the things that go out in the world and come back into the house of the Lord and everything is okay. Every time you go, excuse me, every time you go out there in the world, listen to this, every time you go out there in the world, you give yourself to God and you tell God to forgive you. And you tell God to cleanse you. And God come in and He cleanses you and He delivers you. And He brings you out. And you go and you backslide, you go back out there and you go back doing the same thing you was doing. You're gonna pick up more demons than you had before, according to the word of God. And what that's gonna do is it's gonna cause you to get to the point where you're not gonna even care. You don't even think about what no one say. You're not even gonna care about what look, I don't care. Look, I'm gonna go to church because my mama did it. And I'm gonna go to church because my dad did, my great grandmama did it. And she said, all you need to do is put your name on the roll. That's tradition. And I always heard my mom used to say that too. Sometimes we'll say, I'm gonna put my religion down and I'm gonna pick it back up. God is not a religion. It's not a religion, that's just a duty. It's just a duty. And that's just all it is. That's all it is. It's a duty. And we live in traditions, and God is not a tradition God. He wants us to know that spirits are real. They are so real to the point that if you're not careful, you will end up, the spirit will enter into you. The word of God says He goes somewhere. When He cast those spirits out of that woman child, it was so many of them to the point. When they came out, they even started talking to him, even started telling Jesus what they wasn't going to do. And Jesus called them out. When He called them out, they came out. And according to the word of God, they go and find a dry place, which means a weaker vessel. They go find a weaker vessel, and that's where they dwell. They go somewhere where someone is weak. And whatever you weak at in that area, that's where the enemy lies. And he don't care. You don't know what kind of spirit that the child had. It was all kind of spirits. And I read in the word where he casted out a man that had legions of spirit. Legions are many. They are many. Ain't no doubt about it. It could have been homosexual spirit. It could have been a lying spirit, a murder spirit. They was legions of spirits. And legions mean many, and many have different names. Many spirits have different names. And when them spirits connect themselves in you, you're not around the anointed and the powerful power of God, they would not be able to come out. And they would stay there, and they would constantly stay there to the point that where you're not able to be able to get up and do anything. You wouldn't even be able to prosper. You wouldn't even be able to. You didn't care what no one said. You would literally just turn your face from God. Some people is out of the will of God, not because they want to. It's because what they connect themselves with. We have to be careful where we go. We have to be careful who puts stuff in our ears. You got some negative people out there. You got some doubters out there. You got some ones out there that they are easily to manipulate you. You got some out there can talk a good talk and can do it. And I mean, when I say can talk a good talk, they can say the things that you want to hear. And if you're not careful and don't have an ear to hear, those spirits will connect with you. You have to be careful. When you're in God and you got worthy friends, and when you're in God, you wanna stay connected to someone that's in the will of God, not outside the will of God. When you living in the house of the Lord and you going out there and you got worthy friends, you need to check yourself. You need to pull yourself away from it, because chances are you will be connected to those friends and you will end up being just like them. They will take you completely from where you are. And they will take you back to that place where you once was. And that ain't where you want to be. We have to be careful with different spirits, because everyone that come in your life, they're not for you. Even in the church that you're in, you may have, and it's sad that you in a church and you got different spirits in the church where exposed to be where the pastor's supposed to love the members, where they, you even got pastors deal with jealousy and deal with certain one. You have to be careful who you let in your ear. Some pastors are connected to some members, and they don't listen to God. They listen to that spirit that comes back and tell them certain things and put things in their ear, and it's not of God. That's not of God. It's not of God that you will cause that member to go out there and bring back a report to you about another member. That's not of God. That's a spirit that's going to cause discord, a spirit that's going to cause, it has broke up many churches, a spirit, Lord, the Bible says that God put the men, put the pastors to make them leaders over us, and therefore they're supposed to lead us. But see, we don't get too many of those in the church. We don't get too many leaders to lead, because the spirit, they come in and they're allowing the enemy, the spirit, to lead them. You got a good spirit and there's a bad spirit. If you're not careful, the bad spirit will enter into you and it will cause you to go out there and do the things that's not in the will of God. It will cause you to turn your back on God. A bad spirit will cause you to turn your back on the word of God, to the point where you will be out there, you will go out, you will do the things that you used to do, and you will find yourself doing stuff that you've never done before. I always pray and I ask God to let me be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Because if you're led and guided by the Holy Spirit, He will not have us ignorant. The word of God said He will not have us ignorant. He will not hold no good things from us. If you stay in God's will, God will cause the spirit to come upon you. He will let you know when someone is coming in your life, not even for you. Someone is attached to somebody right now, and they're not even for you. They're holding you down. They're pulling you down. They're good for you, but then they're not good for you. And even in relationships, That this man or this woman, you may be in a relationship. You may be saved, and this person is not. And you saying that God gave you this person for a mate. The Bible says He will not have us unequally yoked. God will not, an unbeliever and a non-believer, an unbeliever and a believer do not have anything in common, according to the word of God. Lightning and darkness, they cannot comprehend. They don't work together. They don't work together. So either you're going to be hot or you're going to be cold. That's what the word of God says. So that lets me know that spirits come in many ways. It come in little, in every shape or fashion they come. spirit come everywhere. It don't care who it attached itself to. It could be a generational curse. And I have seen it have it happen in my family. It happened in a lot of more families out there, generational curse. It will cause us to, how our mom and our father did. And the children is sitting there and they watching what mom and dad did. Well, maybe mom and dad had meds over you. And they was in and out the house. And you may think that was the right thing to do because that's what they told you. But that wasn't the right thing to do because that's a spirit. And once you see these things, and what they don't know, every spirit that was connected to your mom or your dad, it was bringing on several more demons to them. Whatever person came in and they went out, that spirit stayed there. It didn't leave. Whatever person came in and came out, through the front or the back door, whatever it came from, it's still there. And when you grow up, that child grows up, they think that's the right thing to do. And we wonder, parents, anybody that listens, we wonder why our children and why they act out the way they do when they get older and they be rebellious towards you. It's because what they seen when they was coming up. It's because the spirit that you connect yourself with, they came and they connected with your child. So you didn't know that when you was doing what you was doing, it destroys something on the inside of your child. I have seen a lot of things, but God has saved me at a younger age. I never will forget. I was 14 years old, and I have seen things in my life, and I have seen things, and I have asked the Lord. I say, Lord, and I'm a living with it, God will do it. I say, Lord, I don't want to be like my family. I say, Lord, I don't want to have those type of spirits. I say, Lord, save me from this type of situation. Save me. I don't want to be like that. And I say, Lord, snatch me. And God snatched me at a younger age. They didn't go to church, but I went to church. And I went with elder people, and God sent some people in my life where I went to church, and I read the Word of God, and once I read the Word of God and I stayed in God's will, and when I got older and I told God, I said, I would like to have a husband. I don't want to be like that. I don't want my children, and I'm not bashing nobody for this right here, and I hope no one don't take this the wrong way. I don't want no children by this man and that man. I don't want these things. The Bible say whatever we can have, whatsoever our mouth say, and I spoke it out of my mouth. I said, I don't want that. I don't want my children to live like that. I don't want, when I get grown and I get married, I say, Lord, I want my children, I want to set an example for them. I don't want them to see everybody coming in and out of the door. It's not of God. But see, it was a generation curse that started with my family and God, and it went from one family to another one. But see, you can break that curse, and that's nothing but a spirit because it don't have to start with you. You can break it, and it can stop now. And it don't even have to go nowhere near your generation. According to the Word of God, He will bless you. He will bless your seed. He will bless your seed. See, God will turn that thing around. And I thank and praise God. Yes, I found myself saying some things. And I think about back then, I found myself saying some things that I know for sure that I had heard when I was coming up. And I said, okay, there go that generation curse thing right there. And I started speaking to that thing right then and there. It will come back up in you if you allow it. You have to stay prayed up. You have to stay read up. And most of all, you got to be careful of the company that you keep. Because everybody that you come be with, it's not for you to associate with everyone. Everyone is not for you. You have a special anointing upon your life. And where God want to take you, you cannot go dealing with Sue. You cannot go dealing with Sally. You cannot go dealing with Tom and Larry and Harry. You cannot go with that. God cannot use you like that. This person, you listen to the word of God and you read it and you in worship, and then here comes someone knocking at the door. Girl, you know so-and-so, you don't need all that garbage in your ear. You don't need it. You have the death of spirit. A spirit coming, a gospel spirit. That's a spirit. And when you out there in the world, and you and I thank and praise God, and I pray to God that someone will be delivered and they will be turned, their life will be turned around, because it's so many generations of curse, even with the sexual morality things that's going on. It's so bad in the schools. I mean, it's so many things are going on before us, and you have to pray. Even some have been, people been molested, some been raped, and some done things by family members. That's a generation curse. That's a spirit, and it does not have to enter with you. It does not have to start with you or your family. A spirit that's not of God. And I come against every spirit that's not of God. I pray every day over my children. I pray every day over my husband. I pray every day over myself. I pray every day for my family members, because some of them is still acting in the generational curse, which is a spirit. And it's going to go from generation to one generation if it's not broken. And I broke that spirit by speaking to it in the name of Jesus. I have many people come to me. I have to pray, I have to minister to them, and I have to allow them to know that God, you don't have to be like where you came from. Yes, you've been hurt that way, but you don't have to go out this way. You can ask God to help you. Yes, this person done you wrong, but you don't have to take nothing off of no man. You don't have to take nothing off of no woman. You don't have to take nothing off of nobody that's not of God. You can pray and ask the Lord to help you. Lord, help me to walk in your will. Lord, help me to not connect myself with these different spirits that caused me to come up against, sin against you. God don't want us out there laying out before with different men. He don't want us out there laying out with different women. He don't want us out there lying. He don't want us out there don't know which way to go. He don't want us out there selling our bodies, trying to make money to pay our bills. That ain't what God wants. God wants us to come to him and trust him to fix it. Every spirit that Jesus casted out in the New Testament, he spoke to them, he cast them out, and they left. And he told the person to go and sin no more, because he knew if he had not told them to go and sin no more, they would have went out there and got right back in the same thing and do it again. When he cast them out, if you notice, he'll tell, when he lay hand, he'll say, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Go and sin no more. Seeing some of the spirits that he casting out was just sickness. Some of the spirit was sin sick. They was out there committing adultery. They was out there lying. They was out there stealing. Some even murder. All different type of spirit. Jesus cast it out of them. And that lets me know today, the same Jesus that cast out in the Bible day is still casting out demons and spirits today. We have to be careful who we yoke with, even in the churches, what pastor we are under, because some pastors don't teach they don't teach the truth. They teach you about other gods. They teach you how to serve them. If you're in a leadership where the pastor wants you to serve him and wants you to serve him, I tell you, you better get away from there, and you better get somewhere where someone is teaching you how to serve the Lord, how to make God your comforter, how to make God, how to love on God, how to worship God, how to give God your best praise. God is your healer. God is your deliverance. Man can't do it. Man will make you fall. Man can't do it. Every sickness that we go through is not a sickness in the flesh. It's spiritual sick. I remember I was about 19, maybe 20 years old. I want to say 20 years old. I was young, younger than what I am now. And I was staying with my dad for a year. And I was in this church, and we had this certain lady in the church, and they called me. I had went home. We had been to church all that day. I was tired. And I went home, and I went to bed. I got some rest, did the phone wrong. And when I answered the phone, they said, we need to go to the church. And I'm like, really? And they were like, yes, we need you. We need to go to the church. Let me tell y'all something, because these things are real. And if you ain't equipped, and God ain't anoint you, and God ain't give you no spirit or casting out no demon, you better leave him alone. And I was like, I'm like, really? And they were like, yeah, we need you. I'm like, well, what's wrong? What's going on? Well we got a certain lady, and we need to go to the church. She need prayer for her. She got a lot of spirits in her. And I'm like, for real? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, you serious, right? And they were like, yeah, I'm serious. But see, I was like, you serious? Like, okay, no, I don't want to do this. But they were like, yeah, we serious. We need you. I'm like, no, God ain't called me to do this here. No. You know, at the time, I'm just beginning to really learn so much about the Lord, you know. I'm like, no. I'm like, okay. I said, well, so I just got on up, show y'all how God works. I got on up, put some clothes on, and I went on to the church. But when I got there, it was people already in the church, and I could hear hollering before I could even get in the church. And I'm like, okay. I have been around men and women of God where they cast spirits out of people, and I have seen devils and demons really come out of people, and I really seen people foaming about them out. I did. But this particular time I went to a church with someone that didn't know what they was doing. And, y'all, this is a true story. I kid you not. I still pray for this young lady. I went to the church, and I went in there with them. And then they had the woman on the floor. She was on the floor, and she was down on her knees. Like, and she really had a lot of spirits in her. But they weren't equipped. They was not equipped to cast them out. Because the ones that was trying to cast them out, they need the spirit cast out of them too. So what I did, when I saw how bad the spirit was in the woman and how she was hollering and she was sounding like something, I can't even describe the way she was crying and how she was hollering out, I left out the church. I said, no, I'm not dealing with this here. God didn't call me to do this here. I left out the church, and I sat in the car. And the lady came to me. She said, Why you leaving? I said, because God has equipped me to do this here. She said, but we need you. I said, no. I said, y'all don't need me. Y'all need somebody stronger than this here. And then y'all too. And the woman went around the church and telling the spirits to say the name. Say the name. If God equipped you to call out some spirit, you ain't going to tell nobody to say no name. You ain't going to tell no spirit to say no name. You're supposed to know the spirit name. You're supposed to know what you're doing. You don't go in there and tell no spirit to say the name. You go in there. You gonna know exactly what spirit and what to call out by name. If God equipped you to do it. I left. I went and got in the car. And I stayed there. And when they come out that church, they was tore up. Every last one of them. They was tore up. And right today, the young lady that said the Lord had gave her the laying on hand and the cast demons out, she struck out on drugs. She full of spirits. She needs somebody to help her. You wouldn't even know her if you see her. So spirits are real. But I was able to get out of that situation because if I hadn't stayed there, I may not be where I'm at today. Because of God, spirits are real. It's be careful who you connect yourself with. They are real. Yes, some of us came from generations of curse, and yes, we were done wrong, and yes, we were raised up the wrong way, and yes, we've seen my mom and our mom and daddy do things, and yes, we've seen some of them been raised by relatives. We see them do things was not right. Those were spirits. They were generation spirits, and they didn't know. They couldn't help themselves, and nor even some of them didn't even try to even want to get out of where they is. Some people want to stay where they at. But if you give God a chance to come up and do what he say he can do, God will deliver you from any spirit. If it's a lying spirit, he can do it. If it's committing adultery with somebody else's husband or wife, he can deliver you. If it's fornicating, he can deliver you. If it's a homosexual, he can deliver you. If it's a backbiting or spirit, he can deliver you. Be careful with who come in your ear with stuff. Be careful. Spirits travel every day. And according to the word of God, we got some out there we're not even aware of, and we don't even know them. But if you're not, and if God don't tell you what they are, who they are, you'll fall right into the devil trap. Let's pray, sister. Let's pray, brother. Let's pray. Let us pray and ask God to direct us and show us spirit. Show me me. If that's you today, if that's me, or if that's any, pray and ask God to show me. Lord, help me. Show me me. Lord, if anything in me that keeping me from you, Lord God, help me to, Lord God, to clean myself up. Spirits are real. I know they are. I've seen them. They are real. And they attach themselves to whoever are weak. We got the Bible say the strong is supposed to embarrass the infirmities of the weak. So if you know someone is battling with sickness or depression, depression ain't nothing but a spirit. Schizophrenia and bipolar is nothing but a spirit. All these things that it's a spirit. It's not of God. And you don't want to go anywhere and let anybody lay hands on you. You pray and you ask God to direct you, who to show you, who to help you. I thank and praise God for calling me out when he did, because I got snatched out just in time, because I could have been out there doing the same thing. But I thank and praise God that I'm not. I know spirits, and I know them to the point where now if a spirit would come up, I would know it. Because what? I've been around different spirits, and I know how spirits work. But at the time, I was not equipped to cast and rebuke and deliver nobody from no spirit. So I left out the church. And they tell me when casting the spirits out, you're supposed to say the blood of Jesus. I said the blood of Jesus, and I got up out of there too. I was saying the blood of Jesus while I was walking on about the door. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm wrong, then I'm going to be wrong a long time. Because I said, Lord, this is not of you. And I should have stayed my little butt right at the house. I should have just stayed there. But I thank and praise God for directing me which way to go with that situation. And right today, I thank and praise God for everything he has done in my life. And somebody out there, this may be for you. You don't have to be like where you came from. You don't have to be in a family, in a generation curse. You could be the one breaking, because you ain't got to be like where you came from. You ain't got to be like, and you ain't got to do what your mama did. You ain't got to do what your daddy did. You ain't got to be like what your sister is. You ain't got to be like what your brother is. You ain't got to be like nobody but what Jesus called you to be. So I thank and praise God for you all listening. And I ask God, I pray that God will keep you all from these different spirits. If you're dealing with a sickness in your body, get in the word of God and ask God. Get some scripture on healing. and ask God to heal you. If you know you're out there and you're not living according to God's will, and it's something always coming up with you, pray and ask God to deliver you. It's nothing but a spirit. It's nothing but a curse. God is here. He's right there. All you got to do is ask him. If you're in a church where they don't know about casting or laying on hands, you need to get somewhere where somebody can pray for you, somebody strong, and they can pray for you. I thank and praise God for y'all listening. I want to pray for everyone tonight. And after I pray, I want to thank and praise God for what he's doing in my life and what he has done. And y'all, I thank and praise God. Even we have to be careful because spirit, even in the music that we listen to. I don't got to the point where I'm saved and I thank and praise God. And I know that sometimes with me and my husband together, we may be riding or we may be doing something, and he likes to listen to some slow music. But you all, I know it's nothing wrong with that when it's just a husband and a wife, you know, and that's cool. But you know what? That bothers me. That bothers me because, look, I've been so sold out for Christ to the point I don't want to do nothing to hurt him. I want everything I do for him to please him. And I thank and praise God for where he is in my life. Let us be careful what we listen to, because all music is not good music. Spiritual music is what you worship music. Let us put ourselves in a situation where we won't allow the spirits to come in and take over our life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that's not of you. A spirit of rebellious, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. A spirit of lying, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. A spirit of homosexuality, I come against it right now. You will not come against God's people right now in the name of Jesus. I come against committing adultery right now. I come against fornicating right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you is a liar. I come against generations of curse right now. They don't have to be like where their mama was. They don't have to be like where their father was. They don't have to be like where their sister was. They don't have to be like their brothers. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of drugs, the spirit of alcohol, the spirit of homosexuality, the spirit of, Lord God, of causing people, Lord God, to hate one another, a backbite, a judgmental spirit, Lord, a jealous spirit, Lord, an envy spirit, Lord, all these things that cause us, that keep us from heaven, Lord God, I come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister, touch my brother, touch them right now, and Lord, even that child, Lord God, because that child, Lord God, a parent, Lord God, was born with a birth defect, that she don't, her child don't have to have that. Lord, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, you tell us in our word, Lord, in your word, Lord God, whatsoever we ask in your name, you will do it in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your praise. I thank you for your worship. I thank you for your healing. And most of all, Lord, I thank you for delivering them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that husband, Lord God, may say he don't love his wife because of another woman, Lord. And that wife may say she don't love her husband because of what another man doing, Lord God. We ask you to come against them spirit right now. Men, the marriage back together. Bring the children back home to their parents safe. We bind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind, Lord God, the spirit, Lord God, a runaway, Lord God, a gangs, Lord God. Every spirit that's not of you, we bind it right now. Sexual traffic spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind it and we command it and we decree it and we speak that it is done in Jesus' name, God. I thank you, Lord. I give you the glory and the praise and the honor goes to you And Lord God, we will not be like, Lord, where we come from. We will be like what you made us to be. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. I love you, God. I give you all the glory and all the praise. I want to thank and praise God for everyone that was listening. I want to thank and praise God for everyone that's going to tune in afterward. And I would like to say, if you would like to find me, I'm on Facebook, Natasha Pate. If you want to find me, I'm on Twitter, Properties Pate. If you want to find them, I'm also on Periscope. If you want to send an email, my Gmail is NatashaCPate24@gmail.com. If you would like to find me, I would like to thank and praise God for Property Stacy allowing me to come on. And also I'm on Instagram too. I would like to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy. I thank and praise God, a spiritual woman, a woman that loves the Lord. That's all I can say. She loves the Lord, and she don't want to do anything to hurt him. So as I turn it back over to her, I want to let you all know I love you, and be careful with what spirit you yoke up with. In the name of Jesus, God bless, and have a good night.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Pate, for that powerful word. For some of you, you may be wondering why I bring Prophetess Pate on. I bring her on because her anointing is different from mine. And I truly feel like we done had a deliverance service on tonight. I know somebody got delivered on tonight, Lord God, and I thank you for it. Thank you so much, Prophetess Pate, for yielding to the Spirit of the Lord on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone line that desire prayer for a specific issue on tonight, all you have to do is press 1, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. If you desire prayer, press 1. Okay, if there's anybody listening under the sound of my voice, whether you're on the phone lines, you're online, or you're listening through an app and you will hear my voice later, if you are listening and you're unsaved, which means you're not in right standing with God, repeat after me. But you desire to be, repeat after me. Father God, I know that I am a sinner, and I know that if I want my life to change, I must accept Jesus as my Savior. I believe Jesus is who you say he is, and I want him to come in and be my Lord. Help me to change. Help me to get delivered. Help me to do better. Help me to get healed. Help me to change my mindset. Help me to grow, not just as a physical person, but as a spiritual person. Help me, Lord. Come in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you pray that prayer with me tonight, I would like for you to go to the website, prolificfireministry.com, prolificfireministry.com. There you will find salvation information. Also, you will find 16 benefits of salvation. That's what the Lord gave me. I'm not saying there's only 16. There's so much more, but there's 16 benefits of salvation, for salvation specifically, that he gave me. So I would like for you to go to the website and check that out. Also, if you need prayer or private consultation, the consultation is free. You can always call 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. God always tells me to tell you all the songs that were played tonight. I played I Know Who I Am by Shania for somebody that may want to buy that song. Her name is spelled S-I-N-A-C-H. It's not spelled the way it's pronounced. Also, I played Jesus Saves by Tasha Cobbs. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. I'm on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. And follow me on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Join me next Monday, same time, same place, when the message will be left for a reason, left for a reason. You were left in that place, that city, that job, left in that unfinished situation for a reason. join me for that word next week. Until then, I pray that each of you will be blessed. Thank you for joining. Have a good night.